This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. Rachel Martin is on assignment, as you'll hear later. Louisiana was good to Rick Santorum yesterday. The former Pennsylvania senator had been expected to win that state's Republican presidential primary, but the size of the victory was a surprise. Santorum got 49% of the GOP vote. Mitt Romney, who's the front-runner nationally, finished a distant second. Santorum sees it as evidence that the party still has big doubts about Romney. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne is in Louisiana. He spent yesterday talking to voters there.
I started the day in Shreveport in the northwest corner of Louisiana and ended it after a long drive to New Orleans in the southeast, along the way stopping at polling places. I walked up to 54-year-old Kurt Thurman outside the Lakeview United Methodist Church in Shreveport.
Okay, so you voted.
I did.
Who'd you vote for and tell me why?
Rick Santorum. I feel like even though I like Newt Gingrich better, I feel like Rick's the only one that stands a chance against Obama.
That's got to break Newt's heart to hear somebody like you say
that. I know, but hey, I'm an engineer. I deal in statistics. It'd be wasting my vote to vote for him.
But the odds facing Santorum are long as well, given Romney's big, some say insurmountable, delegate lead. I asked Thurman about that.
Okay, as somebody who deals with statistics and looks at the numbers, you know it's not an easy go for Santorum either.
Well, then it comes to an ethical deal where I do feel like Santorum is a better pick than Romney.
A few minutes later, retiree Barbara Qualley arrived to cast her ballot at this location. She, too, went for Santorum, but said come the general election, she's happy to vote for Romney or...
I would vote for anybody who is running against Obama.
Anybody.
Anything, including an asp. ASP, a snake.
A 90-minute drive brought me to the town of Alexandria and a polling place at an elementary school. 81-year-old Carl Wynn, a businessman and a military veteran, is a Gingrich supporter.
Santorum's is a fine man, but I think he's a lightweight when it comes to handling the country and the problems we have.
Also in Alexandria, 38-year-old Christopher Chenever disagrees with that assessment. He voted Santorum and says he likes the candidate's Christian beliefs. Chenever also describes himself as a pro-gun, fiscal, and Tea Party conservative. The big question for Chenever is why Gingrich is still in the race. He says that only hurts Santorum's chances of making a comeback.
Gingrich, come on. You know, they ought to know when to quit. Really, whatever.
At a polling place in the state capital, Baton Rouge, 29-year-old Colby Cipriano had just voted for Romney. She admits she's not exactly thrilled with the Romney candidacy, but she sees him as the best chance to defeat President Obama.
Probably out of the Republican candidates, he's the one that can pull in the most independents. And that's really, I think, going to be a big decision maker.
Still, she winces a bit when asked about last week's Etch-a-Sketch remark by a top Romney advisor. Exit polls in Louisiana show that 39% of voters said that incident was a factor in their decision. 20% said the comment was important to their vote. It's the kind of thing, along with a big win in Louisiana, that gives Rick Santorum hope. Don Gagne, NPR News, New Orleans.